Well, continuously, if I may, I would like to provide a presentation on this chart. As you can see, with the new year and fiscal year, we have received many multiple awards. And from the left, this is our partner relationship. Of course, we treasure partner relationship, and due to the Nikkei Computer Survey on our partner satisfaction rate, 8 years continuous and consecutive from the partners in various dimension and aspect, we have received number one position and evaluation from our partners. And in the center, GFK. I'm sorry, this is slightly old. And 2 years in consecutive, 2011, we also have received GFK as award. And the and also on the right, 4 years consecutive, we have achieved number one position, BCN award. So what I would like to convey is that the consumer, as Eva mentioned earlier in her presentation, the cloud security, there are many technologies and innovations that we were able to offer, which really have been reflected in concrete terms by number. And the enterprise cloud security knowledge reflected on the consumerization. Of course, we launched it to the enterprise, but all the knowledge that has been accumulated, we would like to reflect that to the consumer product and also consumer solutions. So that's what we do very avidly. And networking in consumer environment, new devices and new technologies. So the solution that has been nurtured in the enterprise market, we would be able to be the first company to offer this solution set to the consumers. So in terms of contribution to the consumer for offering security, we would like to, of course, sustain the number one positioning in this marketplace as well. And also, as has been described, in Japan, every time I have been advocating like a boy in the wolf story, the last Q3, a large government institution has been concluded, so we have seen a growth. But it's continuous ramping up towards the right. So in terms of the achievement that we are foreseeing next quarter, of course, there was some difficulty in negotiation, but of course, the budget appropriation is one thing. Well, last year, acquiring new budget appropriation was difficult to do. So security is a special budget appropriation, or maybe if you have a balance, that will be geared towards security investment. So in terms of what we have seen, the budget appropriation methodology, we believe that this is going to be conducted.
And so in FY2012, I do believe that we will be able to make the numbers. And the sales people have the system to register the deal. And as compared to the previous year, we believe that the pipeline is 300% more. And we are lagging behind the world 2 to 3 years in terms of virtualization. And also along the same line, security is lagging behind. But last year, from 20 partners, they were committed to sell our solution, and 500 some engineers went through the deep security training. And also we have some track record with VMware. And in terms of Eva's presentation, you see that the cost reduction is at the level of one third. And also in terms of VDI, which is a virtual machine, last year VMware Japan started to put their effort in selling it, and now we have about 5 to 6 deals that are close to signing the contract. And so we can say that we are seeing some track record here in Japan as well. And last week in February, it was the article in Nikkei Sangyo. We have a new release called the Deep Security Shin Pack, and we have the first order already put, and this is a virtual patch. And four to 5 years ago, we have been talking about TMS, and this is being highlighted these days, and this is a threat management solution, and it actually makes visible what kind of threat there is. And our current users are renewing this solution, and we are seeing a dramatic increase in the deal as well. So in terms of budgetization, I believe that after April, we can actually materialize on the deals that we have in the pipeline. And so we believe that we will be able to increase the business in 2012. And in Japan, we believe that we have a concrete foundation to further boost our sales. And then, what are the key points that we want to highlight here in Japan? First of all, how are we going to cater to the security and IT market needs and the keywords that are being talked about? We have a blue and red coloring over here. And in terms of a blue one, we have big data and smartphone and customization and cloud computing. And red wise, we have ABD, mobile security, and data leakage and risk management BCP. These are the keywords being talked within the industry. So let me venture to elaborate on these. In terms of big data and smartphone and customization, we have the solution that we have launched about 7 years ago, and we are providing a service already. And so in a way, we were big data 7 years ago already. We have four cloud-related pillars. We have cloud infrastructure, cloud application, and cloud data, and consumerization, and mobility. So these are the four pillars, and at the center, we have the hybrid cloud. And these are the starting point in which we conduct the development of our solutions. And so what are the issues in security? We see an increase of cloud, and mobile devices are increasing in number, and data risk will increase, and there will be more and more targeted attack. Therefore, as written at the center, data is becoming like a currency. That is to say, data is becoming very, very valuable. So we have to protect the data so that it will not be stolen and by the parties that try to monetize on the data. And so, as you know, by reading articles, there are APTs, and we have endpoints and cloud and data endpoint. All these risks are increasing, and these are the issues that we are facing. And vis-a-vis those, what are we planning to do? We have a securing your journey, and also Enterprise Intelligence Center and Enterprise Mobile, and also information-based security. Now, what do we mean by securing your journey into the cloud? This has been already mentioned by Eva. We have to adapt ourselves to the new environment, and we have a very innovative solution, and so that depending on the endpoints that the customers have, we provide due solution. And whether it be cloud, virtual, or physical, we want to increase our track record in data protection, and we are more advanced as compared to the competitors. Now, Security Intelligence Center is the next topic. We have much know-how because we have 25 years of track record. And so even though they might not be our customer per se, but they want to get the intelligence support. So there are cases in which we get the contract with the clients who just want to have intelligence center support. So we provide information about the most updated security, and we can provide with the projection as well. Next is mobility-related area. Consumerization is the key word. We are seeing more and more consumerization of mobile devices, and we want to provide solution for the mobile devices. Next is the protection of information asset, and this has been exemplified by AA, including DLP. We have innovative agentless solution. And the last component is scenario-based solution. And this is not a product per se. We work with partners and we have a division of labor. So some people might believe that we are extending our arms too much, but that is not the case. We want to have a complementary relationship with the partner. So working with the partners, we can come up with an integrated solution which will be easily comprehensible by the end users. That's the stance that we are taking, and this is the commitment that we have. So this is my last slide. Trend Micro is providing most advanced solution, and we are number one in the cloud arena, and we are cascading this technology to SMEs as well as consumers. And so in the end of the day, we want to lead in each and every domain. Thank you very much.